Hey, how you doing? This is Wade with Wade for Wireless, and today I'm coming at you to talk to you about FirstNet. I know I don't normally publish one these days. It's a Friday, December, what is today, the 18th, just so you know when this comes out. The only reason I did is because to me, this is a big deal. So all you FirstNet fans out there, hello FirstNet fans. This is like a precursor to the dreaded FirstNet RFP. And of course, right before the holidays, and it comes to us from the state of New Hampshire. Can you believe it? The state of New Hampshire put out an RFP for a FirstNet system, which intrigues me, and I'll tell you why. For one, this is literally 2 or 3 weeks before the real FirstNet RFP comes out. So it's like as if all the RFP teams didn't have enough to worry about. Now they have to deal with this. And I find it interesting because it's a statewide system. For one, it's New Hampshire. And I guess New Hampshire figured somebody could figure it out without putting too much effort into it. And I think what's going to happen is, I don't know this, but I would imagine the teams are just going to let it bleed into the FirstNet RFP and maybe try to tackle them together. That is if they don't have firewalls. I don't know if you ever worked on a big team, but a lot of times when you're doing different offers for different teams or for different customers, it's the same offer. And that could be like you're working for different vendors for the same end result. And that's probably what's going to happen with FirstNet. They usually firewall some of those because customers don't like sharing their private information, the way they do things, their pricing, and so on. And for me, I work in services, right? What are services? Deployment, integration, commissioning, engineering, RF engineering, things like that. That's what I want to talk to you about is the RFP. It came out. I looked through it. I mean, everything just reminds me. It just says FirstNet, FirstNet, FirstNet. Build an LTE system is what I read. Now, with that said, it's 56 pages. I have to read it again. If you want to see the link, just go to wadeforwireless.com. I have a link to the RFP in there, which is a PDF file. But I also have a link to the UrgentCom article. I think Donnie Jackson wrote it. It's a great article. I should have it open here while I'm talking to you. But the reason I thought you guys would like to read that is because I just find it interesting that they're going to go out and get pricing for a system that they may or may not go with. Now, I got to tell you, the way FirstNet's written, I think New Hampshire's not going to pay for a system. My opinion, purely my opinion, but I think it's just going to be too much money for them to pay for it. I just do. I think what they're going to want to do is probably just go with FirstNet. And I think the other states just saved themselves the headache of going out to do this. But I get where New Hampshire's coming from. Oh, by the way, it's a New Hampshire Department of Safety putting out a FirstNet RFP. And I think it was issued December 11th. I believe December 11th, something like that. Might have been later than that, of 2015, of course. But I just find it so interesting that they did this, like right before the other one. I guess they want to compare the pricing. That's what I want to talk about today. First, I want to thank Tower Safety at towersafety.com. It's a tower training and safety instructional school, an accredited school that's based out of Phoenix, Arizona. And the reason that's such a big deal with the accreditation, because you have so many fly-by-night companies. And now with the NWSA, I don't know how train the trainer is really going to work with the NWSA. I don't fully understand two things. The NWSA is going to be required for you to do probably a lot of the carrier work. I think broadcast, they're fine, right, for the most part. But I think for the carrier work, you'll probably need the NWSA certification. But will they still require the climbing and safety certifications that we've had in the past? And will they still allow train the trainer, like internal programs, to continue? But that's another another blog post. So I'll get into that later. Let's talk about FirstNet, FirstNet fans. And I'm sorry I drifted away for a minute. I tend to do that and I apologize. But if you want to know anything about FirstNet, open up the PDF and go to, I think it's page 8. Go to page 8 of the PDF and it's all there. They talk about the whole history of FirstNet. Condensed it. You know, it's a condensed version, a little shorter than the Wikipedia version. But then if you go to page 17, you see what the ask is. Page 17 is where you can really see, you know, the scope. And then if you go on, you know, you have the deliverables and the tables and so on. Like I said, that particular PDF is roughly 56 pages. If you have to work on these RFPs, this is going to be a nightmare. I mean, honestly, the whole RFP system is insane because they put out an RFP and you have a lot of teams that work on responses for these things. And in this case, and I'm guessing here, I would imagine they'll just go with FirstNet anyway. I really don't see New Hampshire building their own system, but I've been wrong before. I could be wrong again. Maybe they'll opt out. Maybe they won't, but at least they get to compare the price, and that's why they're doing it. So if they wonder why the cost of equipment is so high from these OEMs, it's probably because they had to do 20 RFPs and 19 of those RFP responses went nowhere. Just giving you a heads up. I know everybody looks at the machine, but you got to support the machine. You support the machine with overhead. That's why things are really expensive, because of the systems we build out. I could get into that, but I digress once again. Sorry, FirstNet fans. I know all you want to hear about is FirstNet and the nationwide LTE system that a government's going to build. And let's hope they build it and it's awesome. That's my dream. We have an awesome FirstNet system, an awesome nationwide public safety LTE broadband system for the first responders. God knows the first responders deserve it. Am I right? They deserve to see high quality video, to be able to do all the data features that you can do on your smartphone. Oh, that's right. Maybe they already have smartphones. And if you think the first responders don't use their phones, just ask any of them. A lot of times their phones have better coverage than their radios do. Not always. But you see it, it's common. I'm just saying it's common. And the first responders, it's a shame, because a lot of those guys have to pay for their own phones. They're on call. A lot of them, a lot of these places, they may have beepers or pagers yet. These guys have to use their own phones, and it usually comes out of their pocket. And it's because these first responders care. They care about keeping in touch. They care about trying to help people. And don't get me wrong, you always have your jerks out there, but I'd say the majority of them really care. They really want to make the world a safer place, no matter what they are. Police, fire, ambulance, medics, anything. They're there to help. So again, I'm off the subject of FirstNet for like the 8th time. Sorry. It's Friday. So here's what I see. What they're looking for is someone who can design it. They're going to look for a design, and they're roughly going to see what it would cost. But it's way more than just integration, sports fans. What it's going to be is the whole system, just like what FirstNet's looking for, shrunk down to cover New Hampshire. Now, what does that include? Now, listen, I'm a deployment guy. I'm a big fan of deployment, all the way from RF design, all the way back to the optimization and everything in between. Commissioning, integration, installation, all those details have to be taken care of. Site engineering, RF engineering, all that. The backhaul engineering, all of it. It's more than that. They actually want to look at the billing systems. They want to look at how you do the distribution of devices. And this is what I read. Someone can correct me if I'm wrong. I didn't spend a lot of time on it. I just looked at it for a day or two here. It looks like they're looking for the same thing FirstNet is, because that's what FirstNet's looking for. And in my opinion, that's why FirstNet would love, love, love to partner with a carrier, because the carriers have all that in place. They have device distribution. They have a way to get apps out to the phone. And for those of you who think you just sign up and you get an app to your phone, trust me, there's a whole core that they have to set up a process for that. And there's also another thing they have to do to keep it updated and do the updates. It ain't free, okay? Get that out of your head. Just because it's free on your phone and you download 20 or 30 free apps, that doesn't mean the carrier doesn't have to build in the support system, the backhaul system. They have to build in the servers, a way to know that each one of those apps have to be upgraded and they can do the automatic updates. It's a big deal. The iPhone changed everything. I know Droid users out there, you love your Droids. I get it. But let's face it, the iPhone was first. The iPhone transformed the industry from front to back. It just did. Okay, so that's what FirstNet's looking for here. They're looking for New Hampshire's FirstNet system, the Department of Safety of New Hampshire. They're looking for someone that can give them a price on all this. And they're looking for a partner who can do it. And I'll tell you what, there aren't many people that can do it. It's going to be a big system integrator. I would assume someone large, an IBM. Does McDonnell Douglas still do that? General Dynamics, they do it. It's going to be someone that can look at the end-to-end system. Oh, and the carriers. Any carrier can do this. In fact, that would be the ideal situation. Do the carriers have 100% coverage? And, well, let's say not 100%. Do they have 90% coverage in New Hampshire? I don't know. I got to be honest with you. I really don't know. I don't know who has coverage up there. However, if there's a carrier that covers New Hampshire, a smaller carrier, what an opportunity for them. You listen to that, chances are you're a CCA member, and I should have done my research. It just came to me now as I was speaking it out loud. So here's what they're looking. Well, again, here's what I see. Let me just give you my opinion here. You already know what they're looking for, an end-to-end system, right? Even though I would say in the beginning, this broadband system is going to be used mostly for video and probably text messaging, very basic functions. Although video is bandwidth hog, we all know that. I would say they're going to look for someone that can still do the end-to-end process. But that doesn't mean that they're just going to accept anybody's, response. I think they do want a legitimate response. It just is going to be hard for all these people to respond to this and FirstNet. So if they can do it together, great. I don't know what the plan is for the FirstNet response, but we'll have to wait and see. But they'll need a partner that can handle the state. And I think they're just going to use it for comparison. That's what I see. I think they're covering their bases. They're doing what they call due diligence. And that's what they want to do. They want to be absolutely sure that it's going to be right for them. And I get it. They're looking after their own interest. I don't understand why that would be hard for anyone to understand unless you're working on the RFP, and chances are you might be working through the Christmas holiday. I hope not. By the way, I wish you all very happy holidays, very Merry Christmas. God bless all of you. That's all I got for today, okay? I'm just looking for anything I may have missed. I know it's quick. I just didn't have a lot to cover, but I just found this interesting. To me, this is exciting that New Hampshire put out an RFP for a FirstNet system. And I wonder how many other states are going to do that, because when it comes to the opt-out period, I don't think they'll have a lot of time, because God knows states, it takes them a while to make up their mind. That's why I think a lot of these states just have it in their head that they're going to move ahead with it. You know, they're just going to go ahead with FirstNet. They aren't going to put the time, energy, and resources into doing a proposal like this, unless they can just take the FirstNet proposal, put on their stuff. You know, when I say their stuff, you know, labeled with state of, department of, return to, all that information, basically changing the cover page and send it out as their own system. Which, that sounds easy, but it's going to take a little more work than that. I think they know that. Plus, you got to review the responses. When you initially send it out, well, sending it out for the states is easy. They just post it in the internet, right? It's up to the customers to go find it. All right, that's all I got, FirstNet fans. But I am looking forward to the FirstNet system. I know a lot of you people out there complain about the taxpayers and what the tax burden is going to be, and I can't tell you long term. I don't know how it's going to sustain itself, but the initial $7 billion they got came from the auctions. So next time you pay your cell phone bill, no matter who it is or what carrier that has these new frequencies, that's where your money's being taken from. You're paying all those taxes on the cell phone bills, and you're paying for that spectrum too. And I don't care what the carriers say. They're not going to eat it. They're making money, right? I mean, that's the cost of doing business. All right. Everyone, be smart, be safe, and pay attention to what you're doing, because that's where safety starts. See ya.